if we do a service in a slightly contaminated consciousness, if you're making slides, and say while making slides we see some images which sort of are contaminating, but then we make the slides and they are used for preaching, do the slides also become contaminated, and should they not be used in preaching? There's a poem of a Maharashtrian saint. He says, "My dear Lord, what can I offer to you? If I bring water from a pond for you, the fish has already swam in that water. If I bring a flower for you, the honeybee has already smelled that flower. If I bring a fruit for you, an ant has already moved on that fruit. So my dear Lord, nothing is free from contamination. What can I offer to you? But then still, my Lord, I want to offer something to you. So please, although all these offerings are contaminated, please accept this offering." So, Krishna is not a fault-finding God. Krishna is a loving God. And He sees our loving intention. Now from our perspective, we should focus on trying to keep our consciousness as pure as possible. But we shouldn't in any conditions stop our service just because we are not pure. There are certain gross levels of fall if they happen, then we have to be very careful. You know, if a person breaks the regulatory principle in terms of, say, if somebody goes and eats meat, or somebody does illicit sex in gross terms with some other person, those are like gross breaks in regulatory principles, and if they are happening, then at least we have to inform our spiritual authorities, and then they may say that, you know, we may do some atonement or something like that. We may not take up some leadership position at that time. But small lapses, we live in a contaminated age, and even if there are no lapses like that, still there is always our contaminated consciousness. It's not that our consciousness is always going to be pure. So we don't have to be paranoid thinking that just because my consciousness is contaminated, so the service itself should not be done. We know Prabhupada's books were, Prabhupada's heart was pure. But many of the devotees who did layout of the Prabhupada's books, they did editing of Prabhupada's books, they did the painting for Prabhupada's books, some of them have fallen away now. Some of them are not practice Krishna consciousness throughout their life. So is it that those books themselves have not become contaminated? No. So, I think Rupa Goswami gives an example in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that when fire comes, even if there is some low quality wood, still fire burns and produces illumination even using that low quality wood. So similarly, O Lord, although my heart is impure, because you have lit my heart with inspiration, so some wonderful composition is coming out even through my heart. It is not my glory, it's your glory, O Lord. So that way, we can strive for as contaminationless a consciousness as possible. But the important thing is to keep doing service. So in devotional service, devotional is the adjective, service is the noun. So service must go on. As much devotional intention can come in, that is good. But service should never stop.